If you've made it to Thursday, congratulations. Go ahead, stand up in that cubicle and dance, or turn up your car radio and smile because you know what time it is. It's weekend time. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and this is Things to Do. About you, but we're always living for the weekend. It's what we do around here. And this weekend, we have something extra to celebrate. It's Lunar New Year. Chinatown is celebrating with not one, but two parades. The Lunar New Year's Eve parade starts at 10 p.m. Saturday at 10th and Spring Street. The New Year's Day parade starts at the same location, but at 11 a.m. on Sunday. As always, there will be lion dancers, drummers, and firecrackers to bring good luck into the new year. The Penn Museum hosts its annual Lunar New Year celebration on Saturday in conjunction with the American Chinese Museum. The day includes performances, make and take activities, and a lion dance finale from the Penn Lions, the university's renowned Chinese dance troupe. The day gets started at 10 a.m. and we'll have the schedule on our website, whyy.org/things to do. Black History Month doesn't start until February, but Philly's own Len Webb and Vincent Williams are bringing it in early with their Michaud Mission. Inspired by pioneering Black independent filmmaker Oscar Michaud, their goal since 2016 has been to see and review every Black film ever released.
In the book, Shaft is white.
Yes.
And Gordon Parks makes him Black for the movies because he wants to create this hero that he feels like has not been represented in movies before.
Right, right.
And I'm all for that. And Richard Roundtree as well cast in that.
You just heard some of their review of the groundbreaking 1971 film, Shaft. Webb and Williams will screen the movie The Outside Story at City Winery on Saturday and follow up with a live podcast. It all gets started at 7:30 p.m. Philly sports superfan Rob Dunphy, you know the guy with all the Philly sports tattoos, including the Philly fanatic right at his belly button. He told Philly Magazine he'd get more ink if the Eagles win another Super Bowl. And it looks like they're on the way. So you might see him at the Philadelphia Tattoo Arts Festival, which comes to the Philadelphia Convention Center on Friday. There's an opening party, there's a closing party, and plenty of your favorite reality TV tattoo artists. We're quite sure they can help you, or Rob, design that new Eagles tattoo. Doors open on Friday at 2 p.m., and the fest goes through Sunday. Tattoos bring back nostalgic memories, and so does classic clothing. At the Philadelphia Vintage Flea at the Greater Philadelphia Convention Center in Oaks, you can find some great pieces for both men and women. And if you pay a little extra for early admission, you get the first crack at a big find. Don't we love those? It goes from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Just like vintage clothing, some music is timeless. That's what the Delaware Symphony Orchestra believes. They're performing the Classics 3 concert on Friday at the Grand Opera House in Wilmington. Classical music makes me want to sit in an old library with some brown liquor, a good book, and a roaring fireplace. Is it just me? The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Now, I know it's not just me lamenting that we've come to the end of Things to Do, but not before letting you know that EDM jam band Lotus is coming to Union Transfer on Saturday night in support of their latest album, Bloom and Recede. That song is called Invincibility of Youth. Oh, if that were only true. We invite you to head to our website, whyy.org/things to do, to find out where you can see Hollywood Nights, the Bob Seger tribute band in South Jersey, and where some popular Disney princesses are hanging out and taking pics, all for free. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and that's it for this week's Things to Do, but we're back next Thursday to make your weekend a little brighter. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.